it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go. AKA The Menu is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked ever so tight.
Let us continue with the local memorandum of understanding for Columbus, Ohio National Postal Mail Handlers Union. We continue with item P.
The identification of assignments comprising a section when it is proposed to reassign within an installation employees excess to the needs of the section. Sections are defined as being all assignments within a specific work area within a TOR. The dock, universal sorter, combination assignments are TMS, consolidated dispatch, and high-speed trace sorter. Another consolidated assignment will be flats and opening unit. Automation and O30 is a consolidated area. The APBS and the SPSS, your bundle sorter and the SPSS, that's one consolidated area. The apps and priority scan where you band, that's a consolidated area. The O10, O20, and AFCSs, that's one consolidated area. FSS is an area of its own. And then the last consolidated area we have is express and letter scan where you band. Management and the union will meet prior to the establishment of any newly created units to establish the work area. Bring out the seasoning, Ken. What did you just say to him? Well, the post office, well, and through our local agreement, has defined what our work areas are. Now, again, if you understand your local agreement, I mean your local memorandum of understanding, you will understand that these are the definitions. Here is the definition of all the work areas that we have in Columbus, Ohio. And it just kind of makes me, while I'm on the subject, again, I always think of TMS, and I know that for some reason, when TMS consolidated dispatch and high-speed trace sorters select jobs, it's not as if that's one consolidated area. I'm simply saying if you work in those areas, and that is a concern of yours, now having a different understanding or access to your local memorandum of understanding, this is what you would use if you wanted to address it. Management and the union will meet prior to establishing any newly created units. Well, now let me say, hopefully not premature, but in compliment to the union, this past holiday season, when management created implant support work areas, it appears that they've captured all those hours, and that should come back to mail handlers. Again, I'm just going to guesstimate somewhere in a grievance to the overtime desire list in excess of 3,000 hours. But you may hear more about that later. But again, thanks to your local agreement, that newly created unit was not authorized by your unions as per the local agreement, so therefore monetary compensation, and that's just part of the compensation that hopefully your union is going to get for you from this past Christmas fiasco. Let's go back to the LMOU. Item Q, the assignment of employee parking spaces. The installation head will make every attempt to provide adequate parking for all employees at the Citygate Processing and Distribution Center. Parking facilities at the Citygate Processing and Distribution Center in excess of the needs of customers, administration, operations, and 12 spaces reserved for Mail Handlers Union will be available to craft employees on a first-come, first-served basis. If parking location is changed, parking spaces will revert to the 10 if space is an issue. Signage will be maintained. All parking changes affecting employee parking will be discussed with the local unions, local mail handlers unions, prior to becoming effective. I don't think anything more needs to be said about that. Item R, determination as to whether annual leave to attend union activities requested prior to the determination of the choice vacation schedule is to be part of the total choice vacation plan. They've already addressed that in item G of this very same LMOU, and they said no, that it's not going to be a part of that, up to four people, I think they said it was. Item S, definition of a section. Article 12.3E, where the two tours overlap, the order of movement out of the bid assignment will be established as the junior employee of the two tours combined. The junior employee will work outside the unit before the senior employee. Such definitions shall be confined to job within an area within a tour. Again, as I read you that long list of job areas, let me put a little seasoning on definition of a section. Now, for that, all you have to do is go back to item P, and they list the sections and how they're combined or those that stand alone. But I would be confused when we say when tours overlap. I have to ask, are we talking overlap naturally by bid assignments? Are we talking overlap because I come in early, now I'm on your tour? Let's define what overlap means. And once we have that understood, then it's okay to understand that the junior employee will, if someone's got to leave, will be the one that has to leave, regardless of on tour, off tour. Moving right along to item T. Item T is the last item in the local memorandum of understanding before we get the signature pages. And here we go with item T. Local implementation of this agreement relating to seniority, reassignments, and posting. Management will be guided by Article 12 of the 2019 National Agreement. In addition, the following is understood by the parties locally throughout the Columbus PNDC. Management will honor seniority when pertaining to duty assignments or when assigning specific duties within the employee's bid. Now, I gotta tell you, if you check out your contract, there might be a bit of a discrepancy there. And if I am a junior employee, I might be interested in getting that discrepancy cleared. And what I mean by the discrepancy is, in your LMOU, they speak about management will honor seniority, and they give you a reference of 12.2D3. And I'm going to read to you 12.2D3, that we talk about seniority when pertaining to duty assignments, and management and the union's references, a duty assignment is a set of duties and responsibilities within recognized positions regularly scheduled specific hours of duty. So I don't get the direct connect there. But what I want to say is, I believe that that item T first paragraph would be contrary to the national agreement, Article 25.4. And I'm not going to read the whole Article 25.4, but I will tell you the national agreement says seniority is a must if the detail is over a week. Before that, less than a week, it's from anybody in the immediate area. Something that a newer employee might want to look at, if they felt they were entitled to something that was given to somebody on the base of just seniority. And let me say to you, please don't sit here and try to think I'm not a fan of seniority. Okay, I'm talking contract, and we're learning or we're revisiting what is already written. So again, I think that that might be something the newer employees who are now taking a new interest or a regenerated interest in their local agreement and their union activities, that might be something that you want to look at and have addressed. Back to the LMOU. Career mailhammers within a section shall receive priority on job preference prior to supplemental / MHA's employees only at the beginning of their tour. Here go the seasoning. Me and the union kind of disagree on that. And here's what I believe. First of all, if what this reads is career mail handlers, you receive priority preference prior to supplemental MHAs, then that means after you select it, yes, MHAs are allowed to select. Only at the beginning of their tour. We have a lot of dialogue, myself and the union, on that. And I'm a firm believer that the career mail handlers tour start on the day they begin tour. I'm sorry, on the time they begin tour. If you have a 8 o'clock bid, and I don't care if you had annual leave, I don't care if you were late, I don't care what the circumstances is, when you come in to begin tour, then I believe that you have a preference over supplemental or MHAs. Now, again, that's just what I believe. A lot of people believe differently, but it's a topic of conversation. And nothing but respect to all the MHA employees. So I'm gonna try to soften this up, but I want you to understand, as an MHA employee, does it make you less than anyone or anybody else? But your job title says you're there as an assistant, which means just your job title means you're there to fill in for that career mail handler. Now, because the post office, Columbus in particular, uses you in regular mail handler capacity, you get comfortable. But as long as you are a MHA, and I try to say this with all sincerity and you know, speaking, looking you straight in the eye, your job is to be moved around. Your job is to be wherever the regular or career mail handler is not. And I think if you understand that, when they have to move you, it'll be easier digested for you. And again, I want to be the one to say that, and I want you to understand that by definition, that is the purpose of your employment. And I say again, I know it's hard for you to really understand, because Columbus Post Office and most post offices use you as you are a regular, meaning you have minus this 2 days off, they'll give you one. But when you come to work, you got a set assignment. Every day you pretty much do that, and it gives you the feeling of you have a right to that, and I want you to not have that feeling. Moving right along. Management will notify the union of newly created mail handler craft positions for review prior to posting. Quick understanding. Management can't introduce or shouldn't introduce any new job functions that's going to be considered mail handler work without dialogue with the union. Moving along. Employees requesting to leave early during the holiday period must submit a 3971 to the supervisor within 2 hours after their begin tour. Employees will be dismissed by using the following pecking order by seniority and skills required. And here's the order. But before I read the order, let me give you a little seasoning on that paragraph. On holidays, if you report to work, you don't want to stay there all day. Well, again, within 2 hours of your begin tour, you must submit a 3971. Now we go back to what is begin tour. If I'm supposed to be at 8 and I come in at 10, is that not my begin tour? So again, that's an issue that deserves some conversation. But nonetheless, 2 hours after your begin tour, you have to submit 3971. Now, based on what time you want to leave, the supervisor gets all the 3971s and puts them in order. And here's the order that they're going to allow people to leave. Non-volunteer full-time regulars working their scheduled day off. Non-volunteer full-time and part-time regulars working their holiday. So if you got forced in, the pecking order starts with you as being the first group of mail handlers that should be allowed to leave. Then we go to volunteers, full-time regulars working their scheduled day off. Volunteer, part-time, full-time regulars working on their holiday. Then we have full and part-time regulars working on their regular scheduled day. And then we have MHAs. So here's the seasoning. On the day of holiday, you report to work and you want to leave. Well, this is what you must do in order to be in consideration to leave. Within 2 hours, you got to put that 3971 in. Let's go back to the earlier items on the 3971. You do it in triplicate. You receive your copy back that the supervisor signed, notified. So now, again, you've got documentation. When it comes time to make the selection of who's going home, short version, if you didn't volunteer and you submitted 3971, you're in the first group to go home. If you volunteered and you're a scheduled day off, you're working, or it's your holiday, you're in the next group to go home. MHAs are in the last group of people who submitted 3971s 2 hours after they begin tour. And I said that again because a lot of you will not submit 3971s, then get inside your feelings because the MHA got to go home. Now, that's another tricky subject because no one should actually be forced to work, mandated to work, if the MHAs aren't already assigned a 12-hour day. That's just my understanding. The last paragraph of the local memorandum of understanding for the Columbus Post Office reads, 14 days prior to the holiday posting date, there will be a meeting on each tour between the union and management to discuss holiday needs. As many people as can be spared will be excused from working on their holiday. So here's the seasoning. 2 weeks prior to the holiday posting date, the holiday posting date must be the Tuesday prior to the actual week of the holiday. 2 weeks before that, the union and management should sit down and look at holiday schedules. If they did that and both sides kind of had a better understanding of what was taking place, way more people you wouldn't have to force folks to work. If you understood that you're going to take your volunteers and max out your non-careers, more times than not, you don't have to force people. But because, again, here's that word, shortcut, management says, we need everybody. What is the union going to say? They're going to try to say that you got to have 20% less than you normally run. Management says, I need them. Guess what? Everybody's coming to work. So I'm just simply saying, if you actually made sure 14 days prior to the posting date, you sat down with management, you eliminate some of the, and I know it don't happen, so don't bother telling me it does. you eliminate a lot of the possibility of having to rush through a schedule, and now just simply says, well, everybody's going to be mandated and forced in. And more times than not, when that is the result of holiday scheduling, unnecessary career employees are mandated to work. And look at how many times you get mandated and come to work and there's not even 8 hours of work there for you. But since you had to get up and come, you stay for the whole tour anyway. We have to hurry up and just mandate everyone to come in to cover our lack of not prior scheduling. Hey, listen, that was your entire local memorandum of understanding. In the last paragraph, before it is signed by James Schaefer, your plant manager, Mark Johnson, your union, that was a Freudian slip that I'm not going to erase. Your management step two designee, Mike Roberts, your president, Yolanda, your chief steward, Yolanda Curry Backus, and Kathleen Van Hoos. So you got, anyway, the memorandum of understanding is entered into October 1st, 2020. Yes, I said October 1st. At the Columbus, Ohio, between the representatives of the United States Postal Service and the designated representatives of the National Postal Mailhenders Union, Local 304, pursuant to the local implementation provision of the 2019 National Agreement with the National Postal Mailhenders Union. This memorandum of understanding will remain in effect until a new LMOU is negotiated. I hope I've been of service to you. I gave you your entire local memorandum of understanding over 4 days on disc. Please feel free to go back and listen as often as you like, but do me one favor as you listen. Don't confuse the seasoning with the verbatim reading. Understand and be able to differentiate between the two. Armed with your national agreement, let's go and make sure we hold management more accountable to contract compliance than we've ever held them accountable in the past. That can only happen with the new employees taking the time to read and understand the privileges, the rights, and benefits that come with your job, and make sure management is accountable for being in compliance. Have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge giving you all that I have to give.